Next question is, I see my Rebbe doing things that are contradictory and hypocritical. I've been informed that the non-learned are thoroughly unworthy of judging the character of the learned. Oh, this guy is after Mahalach. This is good. Oh, I accept this. Does that negate my right to ask my Rebbe? Is it chutzpah to ask him to explain himself? This is a very good question. The Rebbe thinks it's chutzpah. The Rebbe takes on that it's chutzpah. L'aniyus da'iti, it's not chutzpah. L'aniyus da'iti, if you ask it, b'derech cheretz. Torah even a little bit that tzorach, and I don't understand the Rebbe's anhaga. Could I ask some shiva? Could the shiva find the words to explain it to me? You have to accept it, even if he can't explain it to your level. If you can't explain to a three-year-old why the three-year-old should go to sleep now and not stay up, that doesn't mean the three-year-old doesn't have to listen to you. You understand much better than a three-year-old, and there's a limit how much you could expect this three-year-old to understand what an adult understands that it's good to go to sleep now. So it's limited how you can understand how Adam Choshev Yosef Mimcha thinks. But you certainly have a right to ask it with the right derech eretz, even if it puts him on the spot to the hilt, even if a mamish does that, because as long as you do with the derech eretz and the emuna, that he's got an answer. Not that you are catching him red-handed of being hypocrite. Again, if you learn by somebody who you think is a hypocrite, but that's a, you accept this. You accept he's not a hypocrite. So once you're accepting that, you have a right to ask it, and I've done this to my Rebbeim, sometimes in the presence of others, and sometimes very poignant questions that everybody around it jumped with a fear. And the Rebbe didn't. He answered. And I drilled the answer, and he drilled his answer. I drilled what he said, and he drilled more. You know, but if you have a Rebbe that gets unnerved and doesn't have the confidence and the ability to do that, then it's not a question of chutzpah, but then it's unfair to do it to him. Then it's an avla to do that to someone. Not everybody got the answers off and on all the time and know exactly. Some people can get unnerved and lose because of that. I'm reminded of a story. There was a Talmud in the yeshiva of the Sivis Atei when I was running it in Staten Island that had a brilliant ability to unnerve anybody of authority. He had a phenomenal ability. Just with a little limitation and a little knage, and like catches onto your holy chalelech, and he managed to make action about that. I saw him doing it to somebody else in the yeshiva. I told him not to do it. I met his father at one point, and his father was mamish crying when he said this to me. His father said to me, I want you to know, from the time my son was in sixth grade, he never got along with the Rebbe. Every Rebbe always hated him and was afraid of him. And he says, I know it's my son's fault, because my son would challenge the Rebbe. He says, you are the first Maravid Steyer that my son is happy with and gets along with my son and likes him. And you don't seem to be threatened by him. This is what he said to me. Mom was with tears in his eyes. I'm so happy that my son finally found a Rebbe that he likes, and he doesn't, he didn't have the ability to threaten me, Baruch Hashem. I'm not sure why. Maybe I was confident. See, I did Shema, basically, but he did not have that ability. And if anything, he was very much in check with me. And mainly he behaved, and mainly he learned Gishtig, and I have a good check with him. Adayim is there because of it. Not everybody has that ability. Maybe different people can unnerve other people. If you're unnerving the person, he doesn't really know how to handle that, then maybe you can send him a letter and give him plenty of time to think. You know, that you can do. You're entitled to ask. A person, you can ask if you're not trying to point out that he is bluff. If you're not trying to point that out, then it's there's no reason why you shouldn't be able to ask.